Missy?
Missy!
Did you hang up on me? Oh.
Welcome to the program, Missy.
Oh, sorry.
This is Mark Snyder at PNP Network.
Hi, Mark. Sorry about that.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, are you the actual person who invented the clean shopper?
Yes. I patented it and brought it to market, too.
I'm not hearing you very well on your phone.
Sorry. I did patent it, and I brought it to market as well.
Wow.
Yes.
What made you, I assume that you must be a mom and saw a need.
Yes, yes. I did not want my child to suck or bite on the metal on shopping carts. And if you've ever seen anyone sneeze into their hands and then push a cart or pick up chicken and put it in the seating area, you'd probably know why I felt that way.
Yeah, well, it's an ingenious idea that I can't believe no one else thought of. For folks out there who don't know what the clean shopper is, it attaches to the part of the carriage where the kids sit backwards and facing you as you push, and it comes in all kinds of different decorative patterns and stuff, and it's made of a fabric that's washable,
mm-hmm.
and includes pockets in it and all kinds of good stuff, too.
Right, it's machine washable, it's one piece, so it fits over everything nicely, and just like a glove. So when you put the baby in, the baby's not exposed to any of the disease-causing bacteria that's found on the shopping cart.
But even with that, they're comfortable as well.
Yes, they are.
So I would assume that it's kind of uncomfortable, although I've never sat, I guess I did sit in those when I was a kid, but I don't remember. But I don't think they're that comfortable. I do remember having fun sitting in them, though.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Well, we wanted to keep it fun too, so we attached little loops for toys to be attached also, so that if you are not just having fun taking the ride, then you can play with your toys while you're riding around also.
So, how long ago was the clean shopper invented?
Well, it dates back to my first son, which he's now 9, and from there, I guess. We've come out with a few other products as well, but it does date back to his early childhood or youth back in early 90, let's see, when was he born? 95, so back then.
Now, what does that retail for?
$29.95.
Mm-hmm. And how many are you selling, you know, millions of them, 100,000 of them?
100,000 of them, I would say. Not millions yet.
No. But I mean, are most of the sales right now through the website or through, like, toy stores and stuff around the country?
Well, cleanshopper.com, which is our website, has been up and running for about four and a half years now. And all of our direct sales come in through that website. But we also started a wholesale division 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and through other stores now carry our products. But we're probably in about 800 stores right now, not thousands. But
what are some of your biggest stores that people out there that are listening all over the country would recognize and maybe can go see?
Learning Express, they have about 100 stores throughout the country. They carry our products. Bye Bye Baby, they're primarily located in New York, New Jersey area.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, we're in grocery stores. We're in grocery stores primarily, I think, Hiller's Markets I think they're in Michigan.
Mm.
And we're in Wegmans stores. They're in New York, New Jersey area. And ShopRite is now starting to carry us as well as Whole Foods Markets. And then we're in about 300 small independent boutiques, depending on where you're located.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends. People would have to call their local boutiques to see if they carry the clean shopper, and if they do, then certainly they should rush right in and get them.
Now, do you have any of these locations on the clean shopper website as well?
I don't yet. We actually tried to redo our website back in February, and 7 months later, after paying quite a bit of money to a, I don't know if I want to call him fraudulent, but we have nothing to show for it, so
mm-hmm.
we're back to square one with our website. We do hope to have a new website, though, by, I guess, February of 2005, and then we will be listing the retailers that carry them.
Now, you also sell something I noticed in a three-pack. What are they, refills or something?
Those are disposable versions of the clean shopper.
Ah.
And they come three to a package, so that if Dad wants to keep one in the glove compartment, or Mom wants to keep it in the glove compartment, or your regular clean shopper's in the wash, and you keep them in the little pocket in your car behind your seat or something. You just always have one available.
That's
and
kind of
great for traveling. So if you travel someplace and you rent a condo somewhere and you're going to the grocery store to stock your refrigerator, you can bring one with you.
So that's a nice idea. I think it was inspirational of you to come up with it, but you've actually now expanded the line. Tell us about some of the new things that are out there.
Well, shortly after the Clean Shopper appeared on the market, I started getting calls from customers wanting to know if I had a product for high chairs, restaurant high chairs. And although the Clean Shopper works on a restaurant high chair, it's very big and bulky. So we came up with one specifically for wooden restaurant high chairs because a lot of people take their children to family restaurants like, you know, Applebee's or wherever. And most of those wooden chairs are standard size. So our product, the Clean Diner, takes care of that problem. And we are now coming out with a product for twins. It's a Clean Shopper with four leg holes for those people who shop at the big Costco and Sam's Club stores that have the big shopping carts.
That's funny. Well, one of the things that really appealed to me was I'm a big pet owner. I take my dog as many places as I can, and of course, many stores now invite pets in, like Petco and some of the stores we go to on a regular basis. And you've come up with the Clean Pet Shopper, which is a really cute idea, and especially the one with the fake lamb.
Right.
The dog loves that.
I'm glad because that was inspired by my sister's pet. She has a mini Yorkie. And she said, gee, if you would make a Clean Shopper that didn't have the leg holes, it would be great because with the leg holes there, my dog will fall right through. But if you covered them up, so I just sat around and said, I think we can do that. So we came out with one that's faux lamb's wool on one side and tartan on the other. So it's reversible for pet owners, and it doesn't have leg holes, and it has a separate little strap system for securing the pet to the cart with their collar. And that way they can't jump out of the cart either. But pets are allowed in so many stores now, you know, TJ Maxx, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, almost most of these really large stores that you would that you shop in allow pets. And so it's a great little product for people who don't like to leave their pets home.
And you also have the new Deluxe Clean Shopper, which has two sides. I guess kind of if one of them gets ruined, the other one's still good.
Yeah, it's when I was looking at that product, I wanted something that for the colder climate. I'm from New Hampshire, so here when it's really cold out and you have to go to the grocery store, your cart can feel like an ice cube. And just to add a little extra buffer, I added some faux lamb's wool to the product, and then I made it reversible and also kept the little pockets in and the toy loops. But that one's slightly more expensive just because it required a lot more fabric.
We're talking with Missy Cohen-Fife. She's the president of the Clean Shopper. And I guess a lot of people out there are wondering, you know, they all come up, everybody comes up with good ideas every once in a while. But how did you bring it to market and market it? How did you end up doing that? And what kind of, you know, drive did it take you to do that?
Well, it took a lot of drive. It still takes a lot of drive. The first thing I did when I was starting the business was I actually got myself a SCORE counselor, which is
the retired executive group.
Yes, and it was great. I think I had read an article one day about them in the Globe, and picked up the phone the next day and called because I was struggling with a lot of questions that I had. And these are retired executives who have a wealth of experience and knowledge and just have contacts that are beyond really what I had thought. And they my counselor pointed me in the right direction so many times and gave me contacts to start with. So I took the Clean Shopper to one of one of the contacts that my SCORE counselor had recommended was a sewing contractor because I knew I wasn't going to be able to manufacture anything on a, you know, broad scale here. So that was one of my first contacts, and he had also hooked me up with a lot of legal help. And then from there, I did a lot of, I would go and I would hunt down fabric suppliers and ship all different fabrics and things up to where my sewing contractor was, and then I traded services, my PR services, for printed materials so that I had a corporate identity, and I had brochures, and I had a letterhead and things like that to get the ball rolling. And I did some PR, and that that really helped send the product so that it would receive national exposure. A couple of parenting magazines did an article on the Clean Shopper. This is quite a few years ago, but suddenly the phone was ringing off the hook, and I realized that I had no answering machine, no nothing here, and I was scrambling to catch up. But since then, we've put a lot of different systems in place. We have we have two divisions. We have four employees, and we work with a warehouse that now receives all our containers in and unloads them and then ships to our stores. We still ship all of our direct sales out of here in the office. But I also offer on my site, what would happen was once our products started getting exposure and people were using them and getting comments on them in stores, they wanted to know how they could start their own business and if they had an idea. And I ended up spending quite a bit of time on the phone with my customers about they should go to SCORE, mm-hmm. perhaps they should try this website, the small business website. I was giving a lot of advice, and I thought, you know, I don't really have enough time to do my job. So I put on my website a section that not really advises you, but gives you information. So if you're looking at starting a business or you want to make a prototype or take your idea to market, there are some things that I would recommend that you do. And instead of telling you over the phone, I simply put them on the website so you can access the information at your leisure.
So folks can go to cleanshopper.com and check that out. You know, one of the things I enjoy about good corporate citizens like yourself, and Ben and Jerry's is an example too, is giving back to the community. And I know that you're committed to finding a cure for breast cancer and helping children and families with autism. Tell us a little bit about how you're doing that corporately.
I should say first that my family started the ESCO MGH Breast Cancer Research Fund several years ago when my sister was diagnosed with breast cancer. So every year my family does an annual event to raise money for this fund, and our ninth year this year, and we've so far raised over $2.2 million, and 100% of it goes right to research. We don't take money off the top. So on a corporate level, what I do is anything, proceeds that are, or I should say profits that I earn through the month of October, percentage of those profits go to the ESCO MGH Breast Cancer Research Fund. In addition, I also organize the event for the year. But on a corporate level, people who purchase from us, from this company, know that if they purchase during the month of October, a percentage of their money is going to fight breast cancer research. So that's what I do on that level. With the Neshoba Learning Group, this is a school that is a new, relatively new school. It's only 2 years old, and it has been established in Massachusetts to help families with autistic children. And it relies basically on the research, proven research that says that with applied behavioral applied behavioral analysis, you can help children overcome a lot of the deficits that they have associated with autism. And it requires a lot of early intervention, one-on-one work with these children. And again, my family has been touched by that, so I work to help them. I work to help this organization out as well. On a corporate level, our proceeds, our profits from the month of May benefit the Neshoba Learning Group.
What is next for the Clean Shopper?
We have a little itty-bitty fun product coming out, and that's the Clean Changer, so that you can change your baby anywhere you want, and it's nice and comfy. And that's coming out in December, so just in time, hopefully, for the holidays.
That's a good thing, because there are a lot of places where you go where they do provide that kind of plastic table that pulls down.
Right, and that's
but it's not a really comfortable spot for the kids, and it also can get really cold on their backs.
Right, so this is, hopefully help that and keep the babies a little bit comfortable, too.
Yeah, and again, protecting against germs, which is the major endeavor that you took up for this. Now, folks, you can get the products at cleanshopper.com, or you can go to your local Learning Express or Bye Bye Baby or another fine store in your area. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.